Flow State Gaming Podcast. The number one up-and-coming Valorant podcast on the internet. I am one of the two hosts on the show. My name is Coulter Fair, a.k.a. Coulter. Excited to be here tonight. Happy to be here. Happy to be alive one more day. Along with me, sipping a hot drink, is my good fellow comrade in this long-fought battle, Rogan Prescott. What's up, man?
Hey, Coulter. Hey. Nice intro, man. Good intro. You couldn't get it out. And I know why. This is going to be this is a tough episode for the both of
sorry.
Us.
Sorry.
We have to be sad. We can't show our happiness.
And listeners are going to wonder why there's a little sadness in the room. And we'll get into that. Let's go ahead and stick to the program here, Rogan. It looks like you're sipping on a hot drink.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm sipping on a hot drink.
And if so, what is it?
I branched off. This is the last drink. The last drink on the pod. It's from Dutch Bros.
Why do you say that?
It's from Dutch Bros. it's a hot drink, and it's a vanilla latte. Obviously, Dutch Bros, it has terrible coffee compared to Starbucks. Everybody knows it. And their coffee, it sucks. So right when I sipped on it, I was like, oh gosh, this is from like a French press or something. This is drip coffee. And I was right. The taste isn't great, but it is a vanilla latte. So I don't really taste the milk. I just taste, it literally tastes like the typical coffee at every place. They're like, hey, we have coffee. They have the drinks on the side. It's in the big thermal press thing.
Yeah.
It tastes like that with, like, you know, two sugar packs and two cream packs. So.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No, it's
that
it's,
is actually
it's
bad.
Trash.
Yeah. No, I hear that. Their coffee is not great.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty widely known.
Hey, did you get lucky? Do you have something better than me?
No. I, as well, for the last hot drink on the pod, we'll get into it.
Why'd you say
that? I as well have a Dutchy boy. And these are, of course, coming from Jordan. You guys know her as Rain in the lobbies. Friend of the podcast. She's a barista. A good one at that. But, you know, she only has the tools at her disposal. And just the coffee is just not great at Dutch Bros from a bean standpoint. It's not any fault of, you know, the barista that's making the drink. It's an issue of quality product. And so I'm dealing with that same thing. I just have a large hot Americano. And for the ones that don't know, for the ones that have lived maybe 20 years, you know, maybe they just have their 19th or 20th birthday and they don't know what an Americano is. Let me lay down one last piece of coffee education. An Americano is all it is espresso shots and hot water. So it's somewhat like a drip in flavor, but you're getting that espresso taste. Espresso. That's with an X. So
with an X.
Yeah. So that's what I got. No cream, no sugar. Actually, I'm pounding another 4-day fast. Going for full anorexia here. And it's working.
What?
Yeah.
Another 4-day fast?
Back to back 4
Whoa,
days.
Wait,
dude.
Why? Why are you doing that to yourself? Dude, the first time you were down, you were dogged on.
Yeah, I was dogged on and I've mentally prepared for that battle again. You know, we're a little bit depressed tonight. We'll get into it, but I'm hoping to carry that on through the rest of the week. And if I have to subsidize that with the added pressure of a 4-day fast, so be it.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, dude. If you're ever feeling like you're going to drop down on the ground, like you need to eat.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like,
I get into this weird place where I won't
like
do
that.
It.
Yeah, I know, but don't get stubborn. Because
I know, but dude, you're talking
to me. Do you hear of people dying if they don't drink water for a day? Hey, like, there's a weird... Like, I don't...
I'm drinking a gallon of water a day, daddy.
Okay, I'm saying without food, whatever, right?
Right. Like, but you can go extremely long without food.
You can.
Bizarre.
You
especially
can.
A bigger boy like me. I mean, I got a lot to lose here.
Okay, you know, all I'm saying, if you're going to drop dead, don't drop dead. That's what I'm saying.
I'll maybe consider having an almond if I'm feeling like it could be my last day.
Hey, something's dying this week, but not you, okay?
Just alluding to the mystery. I like that. I like that part of you. You like to fondle the crowd.
Yeah, a lot of fondling going on.
That's what I've always liked about you. So, here we go. We're going to get into this episode. We got hot drinks. It's nice. We're having a nice conversation, a nice evening, a nice Tuesday chat. Hey, get here live or don't. That is going to be up to you. Live every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. PST, baby. That's right. West Coast is the best coast, as they say. Katy Perry is over here, so that means something. It must. Not many celebrities coming out of Miami. Am I wrong about that? I mean, it seems like it's unproportionately West Coast, right? I mean, it's West Coast.
Yeah, it's like by far. It's wild.
Yeah, and that just doesn't happen by accident, right? There's a reason Hollywood is in California. So, no, I mean, you know, we're feeling good to be here. Before we get too deep, I do want to mention that, you know, for both the audio and the live viewer / listener, you've heard the name Trusty come up a few times. And we're going to bring him up one more, possibly the last time. And we'll, of course, get into that, the reasons behind that scenario. But gifting 3 tier ones to start the show off, bringing in a whopping total of 100 Subarus, dude.
Wow.
That is absolutely unbelievable. Everybody, little round of applause for Trusty. What a huge, huge move. He also received one of those gifted subs was to me, which is ironic. And we'll get into that. So thank you, Trusty. Thank you, everyone that supports this show. You know, both, you know, for those of you listening, viewing, and or donating, it's greatly appreciated on this side. So, Rogan, talk to me on, what are we talking here? Announcements? How was your week, brother? How are we feeling? What's going on here?
Yeah, great week. Great week. Fantastic week. Starting the new job, it's been 2 weeks. Starting my third week on my new job. Working from home, hybrid, and it's been very nice. It's just so much more time to do things. You know, I just have a lot more free time. And I think that my previous job, I was just missing that a lot. So, it's just been, you know, like those weeks where you always just feel kind of, you just feel like it's a week after week deal. Like starting a new job, I thought like time was going to fly by, but it's just been going so slow. Like every day feels like it's like, you know, I'm working like 12 hours when I'm only, you know, it's only a typical 8-hour day.
That's not what I would have expected.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of learning, and also like I kind of went right into it. I only took like one weekend in between jobs, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't take like a break, so it didn't really feel like I was getting a new job. It was kind of a weird. But yeah, it was just like a lot of learning, long processes.
Days.
But it's finally like kind of bumping up, getting, you know, I'm feeling like I'm actually getting a hang of things. So time's going a little bit faster. The days are getting better.
Nice.
I'm excited for that. Dude, it feels like summer here. It feels like summer in Oregon right now. The weather getting.
It's wild, man. I was outside with my shirt off. Yeah. I was naked, suntanning on my lunch today. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that because, yeah, I was wearing shorts outside, like no shirt, just hanging out outside, you know, like working on projects. And I'm like, wow, what's going on here? Something's off.
Yeah, it's hot. It's insane how hot it is.
So, you know, well, hey, good luck. Have fun to California this summer. GGWP is what they would say.
Dude, it's actually super, super sad and kind of a serious scenario that we're looking at. We're staring down the barrel of what's looking like another drastically dry summer, which is not great.
Yeah. No, that it's very, it's like, if we don't get any more snow, we're looking at like something that could be, honestly, like, yeah, pretty detrimental to California. Like, I mean, fires, huge drought. Like, last year was bad enough, and this year's just as bad. It's worse.
Yeah. So. Well, especially, I mean, even here in Oregon, I mean, you know, you and I both are kind of connected to a few farmers in the area. And, I mean, they were really struggling last year. And, you know, they were really hoping for a better rainfall. And, dude, just didn't get it this spring at all. Zero rain. It's actually bizarre. Yep. It's so dry, dude. Like, our reservoirs are at like 14%. You know, that's like what Prineville Reservoir is at. It's at like 12% or something. It's something like, stupid, dude. Like, there's no water actually, in it at all.
That's wild.
I know. Yeah, think about that. So, yeah, I mean, for us peasants, including ourselves, we do have it hard this year. T_Homson_28_ in the chat. Good to see you here. OnlyFans might be an option, especially after this podcast. Going to need to get that revenue somehow.
That might be a different avenue we could go down.
It could be a door that's
Patreon
opening.
Patreon didn't work out, but hey.
Hey. The OnlyFans might, because that's some guaranteed content, daddies.
No, I do have some cake. It's hidden, but I do have some cake.
Yeah, I've seen it. Maybe we needed a catchier intro, like, Call Her Daddy. Have you heard that podcast, the Call Her Daddy podcast?
No.
With Alex?
No.
If you don't know, you don't know. Isn't that right, viewers and listeners? Poor little Rogan, just a young, naive, little squandering boy out in the woods, just chasing down butterflies. Meanwhile, there's a dark, dark world surrounding him. Someday, he's going to pierce that bubble. Yeah. And Call Her Daddy is going to ram him in the rear.
Okay.
Through the ears.
Dude. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So, Rogan, so you have had a decent week. I've had a decent week. Not much to report on in my week, just doing some mods on my truck. I got a truck. None of you care, so not going to worry about that. But I've been playing a lot of Halo. Have you been playing any video games? That's a question.
Not as much. So, yeah. Dude, TV shows, they've been taking up a lot of my time. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything else. That's all I'm going to say. I have been playing Apex Legends. I've been getting a lot of time in Apex Legends.
Is that still your game?
Yeah. No, it's my game. Like, I've actually had a big temptation on, like, trying to get to Predator. It's, like, the top rank.
How many people are in Predator? Educate me.
I don't know. I don't. I honestly, I wish I could educate you. I haven't looked into it much. I just know it's tippity-top.
You're not that serious about it, then, is what you're saying. It's like, hey, I'm Rogan. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Not a big deal. If I hit Immortal, I'll just quit the game. Is that kind of the approach you're taking?
Yeah, yeah. No, if I hit Predator, I'm just the best of the best, and I just don't need to play the game anymore because I'm already, you know, I'm too good.
That's crazy that you quit Valorant at the peak of your career.
Yeah.
That is kind of a weird...
Don't bring it
up. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, that was the goal, and then when you hit that goal, it's just like your desire just fleeted. Like, it was like done. And I know there's other factors, of course, but that was kind of ironic.
I think the timing was wrong, man. I think, like, it was already pushing 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if I hit Immortal, like, when I was playing as, like, my most ever,
like, 7 months in,
I think I would continue hard. I think.
Dude, if you had a hit Immortal 7 months in, I feel like you would have doubled down and you would have just let it rip.
Yeah.
You would have went for a Radiant then.
Well, that's the weird thing about, like, I guess any game that you play, you have, like, this whole, the first experience, you learn all the mechanics, you're really bad at the game, but you're trying to figure out all these mechanics, trying to figure out the aiming. Once you kind of figure out the basics, and it's just an acceleration of growth. Like, you're getting better, you're starting to get more kills, and then it's like another boost where you're starting these, like, advanced mechanics. You're learning all this new stuff that, like, the pro players do or whatever. And your aim's getting insanely better. And then you just start to, like, you know, teeter off where it's just, like, you're not going anywhere because you kind of know all the mechanics, right?
Yep.
And then it's just like the minuscule performance. And like, if a game can hold you during like where you stop growing the most, and if it holds you for a whole year, like, it's a good game. But yeah, after that,
once you
like,
hit
peak,
that plateau.
Yeah, once you hit that plateau, it's like you can only go on for so long. I feel like the timer just kind of starts after that. And it's like, yeah, we'll see how good this game is, right? Or how much I like this game.
Rogan and I, we were reminiscing about kind of the early days of Valorant, and we were having a lot of laughs and good memories. I mean, there's nothing quite like that when a game, especially a game like Valorant that has different agents. I mean, you're out there, you're trying every agent. What agent is going to be my best agent? You know, all those thoughts are going through your head. You're trying to get better. You're trying to learn the game.
Yeah.
And it's just such a fun experience. And I know what you're saying is like, there's just such a massive where you pick Omen. That was your agent. You picked Omen and you notice a fat performance boost, and like, yep, you did really well as Omen, and you did way better with Omen than you did with the next character, and like, you just kind of keep finding out new things about yourself within the game, and that's a really fun time.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. It's been good, man. I honestly want to go back into it. I think like eventually, if the game like still has a good following and like has a competitive scene, I think eventually down the road, I'll go back into it and see how high I can get again and just pour all my time into it. Right just now, I would say like run. I'm back to like a gold player probably. It's funny how like if you take a break from a game, even a couple weeks could do it, but like you lose so much of it.
Yeah,
even if you don't think, even if you are the same level, everyone else is like performing above you now that was below you, that were below you because they've been playing those 2 weeks. So I think eventually I want to like see how high I can get, because dude, Valorant's so much fun. We always talk about it. The fact that we could talk about it for this long.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot to mention episode 68, boys and girls, 68 weeks of content being produced every Tuesday, baby.
Every Tuesday for 68 Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's absolutely absurd. It's too many Tuesdays. So, one last question in your little announcement section here. In Apex, what's your current rank? Like, what are the rankings? What are you ranked, and how far are you away from Predator?
Well, there's a new season that just came out. So, I haven't played like a
ton
of the new
season. Do they reset ranks?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
This was I feel like it was a harsh reset. Before I was like diamond, I think I was diamond 4, diamond 5. I don't know. So it goes like, oh man, it's like iron.
It's okay if you're not
iron,
super
bronze,
accurate.
Gold, diamond, masters, and predator. I think.
Okay.
So like masters is like the immortal, I think, and then yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it goes like 1, 2. It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So like you have iron 5.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Or iron 4, I think, or something. 4, 3, 2, 1. Once you rank into, so if you're like iron and you rank into bronze, you can't go back to iron.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you can still go down tiers. You just can't go down like an entire. So if I hit diamond this you know season, I won't go back down at all. I'll be like diamond 5, and like that's the lowest I can go.
Gotcha.
And then you'll just stay that at like a 0 RR technically. And won't go anywhere until you start gaining. So,
that's actually kind of cool
because then you don't feel like when you drop ranks in Valorant, it's a hit, dude. Like if
when you go from plat to gold, ouch, dude. Yeah. That sucks.
I know, I know. Like dropping down from diamond to plat was the biggest hit, I think, because diamond I never felt like I was a good diamond player. Like I always felt like I was like teetering like on the line.
Yeah.
So like every time I dropped, I was like, holy cow, is this a time that I'll stay in plat? Like I won't be able to go back up.
And you'd always scratch your way back.
Yeah.
How
was your week, man? Announcements.
Yeah, pretty good. I had a good week. So I looked it up really quick, and it says there are 750 Apex Predators on each platform. So It says the Apex Legends player count sitting over 100 million players.
It's grew. I said this in the last episode, I think, but it grew 30% in the last year. 30% so growth is crazy.
Out of that 100 million, there's only 2,250 predators. So that's whether that's accurate or not, that's somewhat of an idea. Yeah, not many. That's crazy. Okay, my week, good. Ben Kenobi in the chat. Good to see you, brother. My week was good. Nothing outlandish. Played some Halo. Actually played quite a bit of Halo, which felt really good. I really, 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 really like Halo Infinite. If you haven't tried it, try it. It's free. It's a good game.
Free, and it's 20 gigs, right?
Yeah, it's free. It's a fast download. Yeah, it's stupid. Like, you're crazy if you don't want, like, just try it out for 4 hours and you're going to know right away if it's for you or not. So, with it being free, I mean, that's a awesome opportunity. But, I got to Diamond 2. That's where I'm currently sitting in rank. Had some great games, getting better. I'm still, like, that's the thing. I'm still in that learning phase. I'm like, oh, this is where the shotgun spawns. Like, yeah. And then I'm incorporating that into my gameplay. It's getting me more kills. Like, so anyways, that kind of stuff. Fun, exciting. You know the vibes. Yeah, played against an Onyx player. Got absolutely smacked around. Huge, huge skill gap between me and an Onyx. But that is where we are going, dude. That's the goal.
You're get close. Get into Onyx. That's like, that's, I mean.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, getting up there.
I mean, yeah, I'm like four ranks away or something like that. But. I am kind of taking it serious. Like, I'm not just playing for fun when I go into ranked. I'm really, really, really actually sweating and trying my hardest. What was I going to say? Oh, they are going to do a Halo Infinite rank reset, and it's looking like they might roll it out mid-season, which is interesting. But, I mean, I think something to keep in mind is that the game is technically still in beta, so, you know, I don't know. Dude, there's all kinds of chatter. There was chatter about them, because I've been digging into it a little bit more now that I've been playing it, so I've been listening to other Halo podcasts, etc. And there's like all this chatter about like taking the game offline basically and then like doing a relaunch, like getting the marketing right, hyping it up, and relaunching. I think that's like that's an outlandish probability. It's not going to happen. There's no way that they would do that, because you got people that have spent how much money on skins already, or yeah, you know, what have you. They're not going to pull that from people. That's that. But I mean, that's all to say that the community, I think, is a little bit disappointed in the launch of Halo Infinite. Me as well. I didn't even know it happened. I was sitting there grinding Call of Duty and you were like, oh hey, I'm gonna play Halo tonight. And I was like, what? Like,
that's annoying.
When did that happen? So, I mean, we've talked about that. But anyways, yeah, so they might do a rank reset as well. So that's kind of interesting. That's cool that most of these games are kind of taking that approach of, like, resetting the ranks every season, or, you know, what have you.
Valorant, obviously. I want to know what happened with the betas and alphas of, like, games. Previously, mm-hmm. that was never a thing. And now it's like, hey, we released our game. It's still in early access, so expect bugs.
Yeah,
dude, that's
is that
every
like an
single
excuse?
Game. Like, Valorant was in beta forever, then it releases like 1.0. It seems like, yeah, it's an excuse. I think that's how I feel.
That's the way I take it too, is like it gives them like a huge cushion where it's like, hey, you know, 343 Industries, your game is broken. And then their response on Twitter is like, well, it is still in beta, like, yeah, we're working exactly as hard as we can. It's like, I don't know. I think that's where some of that is coming from. But you know, I mean, as a company, maybe, I mean, is it kind of nice to buy yourself 3 or 4 months of not having to explain yourself? You know, I mean, yeah, that's great for them that they can do that. Obviously they're going to take that window. But dude, Fortnite was in beta for how many years? I mean, I'm talking years, wasn't it?
Fortnite
was in beta forever.
It was
dude.
In beta for a while, I think. I kind of forgot.
How long was
Fortnite? I was thinking about Rust. Rust is a Fortnite game that I always played. It's that, you know, that survival game? It like released like this last year and it's been out for like 5 years.
Yeah, that's insane. So Fortnite, nearly 3 years in beta.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's so
like,
dumb.
What is that, dude?
Like, I just
what
I don't is that? Like it. I don't know why. It just it what? Doesn't. Well,
yeah, release you're a game 2 years it's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. But dude, like, honestly, in this landscape of, I mean, dude, think of how much the gaming landscape has changed from like 5 years ago or even prior. Like when you and I were growing up, think of all these other games are just ripping at your attention span. Like yeah. They are all just laying it all on the line. They're just sending out like season after season. Like it's like Call of Duty, dude. Their game is straight broken, but they're just sending it into season 2, which is going to introduce 1,000 more bugs, but it's like they can't not roll it out. Like they have to roll it out or their player base is going to go somewhere else. So they're just running a broken game because they literally can't fix it fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
just,
true.
It's kind of wild, honestly.
I always used to think, like, I had this thought a lot of times this last week on like, everything that we're experiencing as people, like, has never happened before, ever in the history of the world. Like, virtual mm-hmm. reality and, like, the way, like gaming or whatever. You know, our parents say, like, hey, gaming's bad for your eyes. It's like, how do you know that? It hasn't been a thing.
Yeah.
How do you know
yeah,
it's bad
where
for
are you getting that
how
data?
Do you know it's going to make you want to have bad, you know, like, killing games or whatever, right? Like, Grand Theft Auto is going to make you rob a car. It's going to be more likely that you rob a car. It's like, how do you know that? There's zero data about it. Like, we don't know if phones crazy. Are going to fry our brains in 5 years because there hasn't been data for that long, right?
Isn't that kind of weird? Yeah.
Like, that's such a weird feeling that I get. I don't know.
No, we are going through like a fatty technology curve. Like, it would have been like when the car came out. And somebody went more than like 30 miles to the next town.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, human beings, when they started like traveling, dude, I mean, that would have been insane for them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you go from California to Utah, like what? Like mm-hmm. undoable on horseback or whatever. Or, you know, like nobody was doing that. And then all of a sudden, and then imagine when that became like an affordable option, like when you could get a Ford car. Like, and everyone had one. I mean, what a huge yeah. revolution. I mean, it's like, or you just travel farther to work. Yeah. I mean, like, imagine not, like, what are you going to do? Ride your horse for an hour to get to work? No. Like, you would have worked in the little town that was close by, or you would have done something yourself. And then when that car hit, dude, different story, man.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. The distribution of talent, I mean, it would have changed everything.
And we're so, kind of experiencing a little bit of that right now, though, too. Like, we're seeing,
well, that's how
you know,
I feel.
Just a barely, like, touch of, like, robots delivering food. I know it's, like, not great at all, but, like, we see it right now. And then, like, drone delivery for packages. Like, who knows in 10 years Amazon's going to have, you know, thousands and thousands of drones in the air delivering packages. Like, we won't know what was it like before. We're going to forget. I don't know. I think that's super cool. But
well, yeah, I think the bigger one. No. Well, it's a really fascinating topic, and I enjoy talking about it because it is weird to start to dip into the psychology of it. Like, so the what's weirder to me is like you can now work for a company based out of LA and never see the people that you're working with or for.
Yeah.
So these companies, they can grab talent. I mean, forget in the United States, they can have a guy in Saudi Arabia running their IT department and never even step foot in the United States. Like, that is just
bonkers, isn't that crazy?
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, the distribution of talent is going to be, it's going to be insane.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, you can be anywhere all the time, which is...
When you can work from like home in Italy or whatever for, a company, a small company in Oregon.
That's just crazy, dude. You could be working for a leather working like wallet company in Italy from your house in Central Oregon, like managing their websites and IT and all that stuff. Like, that's just stupid. Anyways, that's going to be a huge turn, and I think it's going to get a lot weirder in the next 10 years, like you were saying.
Yeah, for sure.
So
crazy, man.
I think we should just kind of, you know, we're walking through the jungle right now with a machete in our hands, and we're chopping away debris.
With the samurai sword and in her hands.
With a samurai, excuse me, not machete. We're not guerrillas from South America. We're warriors. And we've come a long way. We've made a long journey. I've taken a few arrows in the back. I noticed there's some blood running down the back of Rogan's leg. Your kings, we fought alongside you. We talked a lot about speaking from our perch and spitting. And maybe you guys could catch a drop to quench your thirst. But in reality, we've been fighting with you. And we've been fighting hard and long. And there's no way to crack this egg. And it's awkward and it's sad. If you were here live, which you should have been, you would have known some violin music at the beginning. And that wasn't just by coincidence. Rogan just didn't decide to put on the saddest violin music he could find. That was a result of a conversation that budded earlier today, and it's starting to take its form into reality here. And so I want to let Rogan speak for a second. I don't know. Maybe it's me cowering down. Maybe it's me being nervous. But there may be tears this episode. Trust me in the chat. If we start crying, he's crying. And the last thing that we need is the 30 faithful brothers that we have in tears. So, Rogan, I've pulled my katana out of its sheath, and it's gently pressed against my stomach. And I'm ready when you are, brother.
Yeah, it's, and we've already gone down this path. And it, yeah, it definitely makes it awkward because we did joke about it before. It's just been, you know, it's been coming. I think everyone knows that. It's just really sad, yeah. Like, the, man, I turned on the violin music, and Coulter told me to turn off the lights and in my room. And then we both just kind of sat in our seats. Just, I just looked at, like, the stream, like, at my computer, and just thought about, like, the podcast, the community that we've made. It's been small, but, like, it's been super, super cool. It's been awesome. It's just, yeah, I guess, yeah, listening to the violin music is really sad. You know, I think the podcast,
the music was fondling me
to an end. Yeah, it was, and it did play with my emotions. you know, tears were,
sorry, I interrupted you. I kind of interrupted you at the punchline. What was that?
No, it's fine. You ruined it. But well, I'm falling on my own sword, as Coulter would say. The Hiroshima bomb is dropping right now. I'm looking off in the distance. I'm seeing the mushroom cloud, the heat wave coming towards me. And I'm stabbing my samurai sword through my chest and falling down with this podcast. This is the end.
I want everyone to visualize this. Yeah. I want everyone to visualize this.
I can't say anymore, dude. I can't say it correctly.
I want everyone to visualize this image. There is a nuclear atom bomb going off in the distance. Huge mushroom cloud, as Rogan is saying. And as me and Rogan, as Rogan and I, to use proper grammar, look back and we feel that first initial wave of wind, and it almost knocks us down because the blast is so violent. We stumble to our feet and we both draw our katanas. And as a wave of death approaches us at speeds that are uncomprehensible, we put the tip of that sword into our sternums. And from a standing position, we drop to our knees hard. And I can feel the heat of the atom bomb on my face now. And I look to Rogan. and I see a tear dropping down his face. And that's when a tear starts to dribble down my face as well. And we both look forward at the kingdom that we built that is now desolate. It's now filled with radiation and won't be livable for the next, you tell me, hundreds of years.
After we're dead.
And as that heat wave begins to tear our clothes, we let the weight of our body push itself through the katana. And then we get wiped by the atom bomb. And that's what happened. That's what's happening right now. You're watching it happen. You're listening to it happen. The most viewers we've had in 5 weeks. We just want to throw up a big thank you. This is actually legit. This is not a drill. if you are in the kingdom, this is not a drill. If you're in the kingdom, get out now. It's your last chance. We will be wiped by this nuclear bomb no matter what. Rogan and I have chosen the path of honor. And we're dying on our swords.
Yeah, we want to die kingdom. On our own swords.
There was a disease in the kingdom, a rot, that was starting to creep its way up, and we were going to die anyways. And so we wanted to die on our own terms and die with honor and die well. And this is happening. It's hard to grasp. It's hard for me to even believe it now. But yeah, the podcast is coming to an abrupt stop here.
68 weeks. Haven't missed a single week. You know, it may have just not been, you know, one of us was missing some episodes, but we managed to do one every single week. So pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super really cool. Proud of us both. This was not easy for either of us. I don't think it's really in either of our natures to really do this well. And so I know that it was a lot of effort on both of our sides to make this happen. And we made it happen for 68 weeks, which is absolutely stupid. I mean, that's just so long. It's such a long time. And we've had such a good time doing it. And, I think, you know, we both value the connections that we've made along the way. And it's like, even now, I want to say like, oh, just kidding. But, you know, yeah, because there is, I know that there's a piece in both of us where like, you know, this is extremely sad and this sucks. But I feel like there's just those moments in life where you need to be a realist. You need to be realistic about the situation. And just our scenario and our circumstances, they're just in a different place. And I am going to be heartbroken from these messages that we're seeing in the chat. And I know there's many more of you that are never here live that do listen at home. You know, we are part of your week. We're in your ears when you're working 9 hours at your job, and that's crazy to me. And I feel like I'm gonna miss even the ones that aren't here live. There, I just do get a sense of joy from, you know, knowing that there is 112 people that listen to our podcast every week or whatever that number might be. They're listening for a reason, and obviously they're extracting some type of value, whether that be laughter or what have you. So I understand that that's going to be missing from some of your guys' weeks, but what do you have to add to this, Rogan?
I mean,
if you have anything, if not, it's fine. Yeah, too.
You kind of said it. Just thanks for everyone who supported us. I think it's definitely not wouldn't have been possible if we didn't enjoy it. And if, you know, you guys weren't here, I think like we both started this podcast knowing like, hey, we might not get any viewership. We might not get any listeners at all. And we're just going to do it for fun. We're just going to do it because we enjoy it and because we like, you know, talking to you guys. And we did like, and we have for, you know, 68 weeks. That's like a long, it's a long time. And I've loved every single episode. It's honestly, it makes me really sad because I love talking to the community. I love talking to you, Coulter. It's, you know, it's just, we're laughing, having a good time and a lot of good memories, man. It's really like really sad, but, yeah, I guess I just want to say thank you for everyone being here live, listening to our episodes. It's been awesome. And I hope that we can continue, you know, some relationships and play games together because I love playing games with all of you guys. You know, it's awesome to do that. And just, I feel like you guys are my friends. I think that's where I'm at. You know, it's not like, it's not like a community of just, you know, people who listen to an episode of a podcast. It actually feels like, you know, I know a lot of you and I feel like I am friends with a lot of you. And it's a really cool feeling knowing that like I can have these friendships. I can have these connections over, you know, a podcast, over gaming and never meeting you guys in real life, but feeling like I've known you for, you know, years and years. So I'm just, yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, it's to your point, it's really been, I think, special to both Rogan and I. I've never really been a part of an online community, really. And so it felt amazing to be so intertwined in this one, obviously, because we were the ones doing the podcast. But you guys made that happen. And it was kind of a special thing. In the chat, is the Discord still going to be live? Yes, it is. We're not going to shut down the Discord, I don't think.
What this is like, we're just, you know, there won't be any more episodes. It's not the community. We're not going to rip apart the community or whatever. Like, the Discord's going to up. It kind of just matters on what you guys want to do with the Discord. You know, if the community is still there, then it'll still be live. People will be talking. I'll be talking in there still.
I'm still going to be there.
I'll still be there. We'll probably still do customs and, you know, game as much as I can, at least, and game with all of you if you guys are down. So I think that's up to everyone to decide.
Yep. If you want to, you know, plan some customs, like still do all that stuff, because I think we're still going to be around. So, yeah, tonight, everyone really both getting rammed and scammed. Good point. Ben Kenobi talking about streaming. I'm probably still going to stream because, you know, Rogan and I, we both like to play video games. And I think that I would still like to stream. So I'm going to continue to stream. It may be on my personal, the AK, because I think we're going to kind of let the Flow State Gaming, I think we're going to try and let that die with us in our kingdom. So it might be on my my personal, and it might be on Rogan's personal account. We'll just have to see how that goes. Doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm sure I'm going to stream. I don't know about Rogan. We haven't talked about it. But I mean, I feel like if he feels like hitting record, he's just going to hit record. Like, it's not a big deal, right? So yeah, you'll probably still see our face once in a while, I assume. But anyways, not really sure where to go from here. Do you have any thoughts?
I don't want to drag it on. I mean,
yeah, right. It hurts anyways. So it's like, yeah, what do you do?
Yep.
What do you say we... Do you want to raid Lingo? Do you want to go ahead and send us with an outro and raid Lingo?
Oh, man.
Is that a possibility?
No, that's not going to happen. Okay, I don't think I even know how to do that. We've never done that before.
Well, Fassage taught me how to do it.
Really?
So, good lad. Yep.
Wow. Wow.
one more scam. Yeah. The no more peasant lashings. Yeah, guys, there's just a lot of memories.
Shout out to Lingo, guys. Lingo, it's Lingo. He has been here from day one. I think the second episode yeah. He listened to us. He like was there on our stream. That's like pretty crazy, you know, 68 weeks with someone that you've never met before in real life. And he's, yeah, such a cool person. So.
Yeah. I mean, no kidding. Like what a crazy.
So many
scenario.
Other people,
like,
Cybot.
Yeah.
Thompson.
T_Thompson_28_.
Yeah.
Just
don't
keep
forget
that name. Keep that name as a. Keep that name as a relic, as a collectible item. Make that name into an NFT. Rogan, go ahead and close us out here, man. I don't think there's any good way to go about this, guys.
The King's release. 100,000 breadcrumbs. You know, it is sad that none of you guys will see Coulter in a coconut bra. On all fours, screaming.
Dude, you're just making me more sad. Like, I want to be in that coconut bra. Just bouncing my rack.
All right, well, guys.
Just send us off. Lingo is streaming.
Thank you so
go
much,
watch Lingo.
Everyone.
Guys,
go watch
keep the
Lingo,
community
go
together.
Watch Visage. If you message the Discord more, if you guys talk
watch
in there
Trusty.
More, I'll be talking more. We can still game and do whatever. Just thank you all. It's been super, super cool. I can't
been
say it enough,
honor.
Honestly. I feel like I could just keep on talking and say thank you 1,000 times and still not be enough. So
that's how I'm feeling.
It's been
too,
real.
So.
It's been real. It's episode 68. Coulter, are they gonna expect one more from us?
I think
not live.
I think we would be doing ourselves a disservice if we didn't shoot for 69 podcast
yeah.
episodes here.
I think, yeah, 69 is in our sight right now.
I mean, that's...
We're looking at this number.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it wouldn't feel right. You know, and that might be our dying breath. But that won't be live. This is the last live episode that you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Appreciate
flow_state_gaming. You'll never have to type in those underscores again.
It's over.
We will release an episode 69 to end it on 69.
That just only seems fitting.
It'll just, you know, be a final send off.
Rogan,
to the great community, the great kingdom.
Can the audience expect a battle cry coming from you? Maybe we can do a double battle cry. Is that like a realistic thing?
I think
that's
a
no?
realistic thing on 69.
Okay. Okay.
I think Dirty Deeks asked for it last week. He said 69. Could we get a battle cry? And I think
right.
Do that.
I think we honor that request. And I think, you know, for those of you like Sparkmaker, your mom might not want to listen to episode 69. Keep that under the bed. Okay. As far as all the parents know, we ended at 68. And 69 is for the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, so, my parents will be asking, you know, a year from now, hey, why'd you end on 69?
Yeah, exactly.
69 weeks just to end on 69. That's
and
what
we'll
did.
Just cross our fingers that they don't open up that stream and just
yeah,
let
no,
us
no,
rip
that
intro.
It'll be filthy. I mean, yeah. I'm half naked right now. Expect me to be full naked on those battle cries.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick. It's gonna be disgusting. It's gonna be sweaty. It's gonna be sticky. Cybot 69 is a headphones episode, exactly. Right? Don't play that in your car.
Do not play during work. This is a warning right now. Please do not.
You're gonna be fired. So, All right, you guys. This is Coulter Fair, aka Coulter, signing out for one last time. Thank you, everybody, again. Like Rogan said, it's impossible to thank Trusty, Shelter, Fassage, Lingo, all you guys enough. So thank you. And it's been our honor. So
hey guys, have a great life. Honestly. For those who I will never talk to again, and those who are just won't be in the Discord anymore, like, I hope you guys are very successful, you know, do great things in life and just like live happy, you know, be happy. Do what you want to do. Stay positive. And with that, yeah, I'm out. Bye, guys.